Each Republican candidate is trying to convince voters that he or she should be the party's presidential nominee. On Tuesday, seven of them faced off during a debate in Las Vegas. You haven't heard about debates among Democrats because President Obama is expected to get his party's nomination and no other Democrats are running against him. But the Republican candidates, they want to stand out. They're taking part in these debates and getting ready for primary season, which starts early next year. Nevada holds one of the nation's first primaries, and it hosted this week's debate. Taxes, illegal immigration, the economy, health care, all of those came up. And things got tense between the candidates when they took aim at each other's plans. Jim Acosta wraps up the event.
Rick, I'm speaking. It's time for you to tell the truth. You get 30 seconds.
This is the way the rules work here.
Is that I get 60 seconds.
Well, no, but the American
and then you get 30 seconds to respond, right?
It was a Wild West shootout on the Las Vegas Strip, and at times it felt like Rick Perry's last stand, with an urgent strategy to take down Mitt Romney.
Because you hired illegals in your home, and you knew about it for a year. And the idea that you stand here before us and talk about that you're strong on immigration is on its face the height of hypocrisy.
But Romney wasn't laughing for long.
Are you just going to keep talking? This has been a tough couple of debates for Rick.
Civil discourse was out the window. This was the first GOP debate to get personal.
We hired a lawn company to mow our lawn, and they had illegal immigrants that were working there. You have a problem with allowing someone to finish speaking, and I suggest that if you want to become president of the United States, you got to let both people speak.
Unlike past debates, the night was also Romney's first real test as a frontrunner, as the candidates took aim at his health care plan in Massachusetts. Rick Santorum pointed out some of Romney's own advisors helped draft President Obama's health care law.
You just don't have credibility, Mitt, when it comes to repealing Obamacare. Your plan was the basis for Obamacare. Your consultants helped Obama craft Obamacare.
At issue, Newt Gingrich says, is the individual mandate in both RomneyCare and Obamacare.
There's a lot of big government behind RomneyCare, not as much as Obamacare, but a heck of a lot more than your campaign has admitted.
Romney responded he got the idea from Gingrich.
We got the idea of an individual mandate from you. You did support an individual mandate.
Sir.
Rising Republican star Herman Cain also found himself on the defensive over his 999 plan. Independent studies have found the plan's individual, business, and national sales taxes, all set at 9%, would raise taxes on millions of Americans.
Herman, I love you, brother, but let me tell you something. You don't have to have a big analysis to figure this thing out. It's not going to fly.
Romney pointed out a new national sales tax would be combined with existing state sales taxes.
Will the people in Nevada not have to pay Nevada sales tax and in addition pay the 9% tax?
Governor Romney, you're doing the same thing that they're doing. You're mixing apples and oranges.
I'm going to be getting a bushel basket that has apples and oranges in it because I'm going to pay both taxes.
For Perry, it was a night to take a campaign full of lemons and make lemonade, giving Republicans a bitter taste of a more combative campaign to come.
You get to ask the questions and I get to answer like I want to. But